This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Another one of the Central Park exonerated five has announced a run for city council. Our Marla Diamond has the story.
Raymond Santana has been a motivational speaker and activist for justice reform since the exoneration of the Central Park Five in 2002. In his announcement on social media, Santana said he's committed to using his story and experience as a wrongly imprisoned 15-year-old to help improve police and community relations and quality of life in his East Harlem and Bronx district. He also said he wants to stand up to Donald Trump, who took out full-page ads after the 1989 rape of the Central Park jogger, calling for the suspects to face the death penalty. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Santana is following in the footsteps of Yusef Salam, another member of the Exonerated Five who won a council seat in Harlem in 2023. Former Governor Cuomo has been picking up endorsements for a mayoral run that he hasn't even announced yet. Well, that could change in a matter of days. The New York Times says Cuomo is making final preparations to run for New York City mayor, and that an official announcement could come as soon as this weekend. Wealthy donors have committed to hosting fundraisers, and one could take place as soon as next Tuesday. Cuomo, who resigned from office 3 years ago amid accusations of sexual harassment, has been reportedly prodding Democratic leaders to publicly back him, including Queensborough President Donovan Richards. Polls show Cuomo leading Mayor Adams and seven other Democratic rivals ahead of the June primary. Pathriders can once again use the Hoboken station, which reopened this morning after being shut down for nearly a month due to repairs.
And the path doors are officially open at 5 a.m. sharp, by the way. So here's what riders Vida and Katana are feeling.
But I'm very glad it's open. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's awesome. That's usually like 6 months or a year. They did it in 3 weeks. Very impressive. Very impressive.
I mean, you can see it in their face. Riders are ecstatic and bright-eyed as they enter the terminal, thanks in part to the new lights, perhaps.
It's a little brighter here. It's a little more open space from what I see. So, yeah, it looks nice.
Now, the Port Authority kept their word on the tight deadline for a transit system that totals nearly 20,000 passengers daily, 24/7. So it's safe to say folks here are ready to commute normally again. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Hoboken Path Station.
Opening statements are getting underway today in the trial of a former Nassau County detective charged with obstructing a grand jury investigation into racketeering by the mob. Hector Rosario is accused of lying to the FBI and warning a member of the Bonanno crime family that he was being watched by law enforcement. Prosecutors say he was also allegedly paid by the Bonannos to conduct a fake raid to shut down a gambling parlor that was run by Sal the Shoemaker Rubino, who was a member of the rival Genovese crime family. Rosario was fired by the Nassau Police Department in 2022. He's been free on $500,000 bond. There was a rally in Albany yesterday calling on the state to expand existing tax credits and tax exemptions to make New York more affordable. Last month, Governor Hochul proposed an overhaul of the Empire State Child Tax Credit. That proposed change would roughly triple the maximum of $330 per child for that credit and double the average credit given out to families to $943. Well, State Senator Andrew Gunardis, who chairs the Committee on Budget and Revenue, is in favor of the proposed working families tax credit, and he tells 1010 Winds it's a better option than the governor's plan.
I think this is a much stronger, better, and bolder proposal, and we're going to keep working with legislature to kind of convince the governor that this is a better way to spend our tax dollars.
Gunardis's proposal would raise the maximum tax credit to $1,600 per child instead of $330 and remove the current cap of 3 eligible children per family. It would also be adjusted for inflation and distributed quarterly instead of in an annual lump sum. A United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing at Newark Airport this morning shortly after taking off from there. Flight 1544 was headed to Las Vegas, but an hour into that flight, the pilots reported a mechanical problem and turned around. The plane was carrying 176 passengers and 6 crew members. No one was hurt, and all the passengers were switched to a different flight. Mayor Adams is announcing a $30 million health facility in Far Rockaway. Construction on the 22,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility is now underway. The mayor says the Gotham Health Community Health Center will provide much-needed services to the community.
The new center means families will, here in Far Rockaway, will have things such as mammograms and reproductive care. It means knowing you won't break your bank to stay healthy, and it means people do not have to go another day without the care they need.
The mayor says his goal is to make New York City the best place on the globe to raise a family, and keeping families healthy is essential to keeping families in the 5 boroughs. The facility is expected to open in 2027. Suspected serial killer Rex Huerman is facing a judge today in Suffolk County. The judge is supposed to set a date for when Huerman's DNA hearing will begin.
The DNA results that were introduced by the Suffolk County DA show he says without a doubt that Rex Huerman committed the murders. But Huerman's attorney Michael Brown says the lab that performed the test in California is not accredited in New York State, and the results should never be allowed at trial.
This is somebody who has yet to be challenged or tested in any courtroom on a criminal level. And my experts have indicated to me, and my experts are very well qualified, that this is magic.
The DA disagrees and will fight to have the results at trial. The judge today is supposed to set the date when the DNA hearing will begin. After the hearing, the judge will make a ruling if the results can be introduced at trial. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Part of Minetto Hill Road in Plainview will be renamed after Omer Neutra. The Long Island native and Israeli soldier was among the 1,200 people killed by Hamas in the October 7th attack in Israel. Nassau County lawmakers unanimously approved the name change. The 21-year-old was a platoon commander with the Israeli Defense Forces. His body is still being held by Hamas.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.